Simon & Schuster Audio presents Something in the Water, written and read by Catherine Stedman. Chapter 1. Saturday, October the 1st. The Grave. Have you ever wondered how long it takes to dig a grave? Wonder no longer. It takes an age. However long you think it takes, double that. I'm sure you've seen in the movies, the hero, gun to his head perhaps, as he sweats and grunts his way deeper and deeper into the earth until he's standing 6 feet down in his own grave. Or the two hapless crooks who argue and quip in the hilarious madcap chaos as they shovel frantically, dirt flying skywards with cartoonish ease. It's not like that. It's hard. Nothing about it is easy. The ground is solid and heavy and slow. It's so damn hard. And it's boring and long. And it has to be done. The stress, the adrenaline, the desperate animal need to do it sustains you for about 20 minutes. Then you crash. Your muscles yawn against the bones in your arms and legs, skin to bone, bone to skin. Your heart aches from the aftermath of adrenal shock. Your blood sugar drops, you hit the wall. A full body hit. But you know with crystal clarity that high or low, exhausted or not, that hole is getting dug. And then you kick into another gear. It's that halfway point in the marathon, when the novelty's worn off and you've just got to finish the joyless bloody thing. You've invested. You're all in. You've told all your friends you'd do it. You made them pledge donations to some charity or other, one you have only a vague passing connection to. They guiltily promise more money than they really wanted to give, feeling obligated because of some bike ride or other they might have done at university, the details of which they bore you with every time they get drunk. I'm still talking about the marathon, stick with me. And then you went out, every evening, on your own, shins throbbing, headphones in, building up miles, for this. So you can fight yourself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?